Sounds good. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, 'cause we have like a standard process for the tab just to try and get the same questions, and then we're kind of looking at everyone's answers to those questions and trying to pattern match.
Okay, cool.
Basic. But yeah, we are now recording,
Yeah.
Joe.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Nathan, and this is our favorite question. When we're building with voice AI and the stuff you've just described, if there's anything that you could wave a magic wand at and make it better or make it less terrible or make it like change anything, like what would you wave the magic wand at?
So right now, because I'm in the phase of just having gone from zero to working product in the last week, being able to integrate with our system would have been fantastic. Like, and I definitely think that with the tools that are out there now, it is 100% possible, and would have been great if it was like similar to Devin, maybe in a way where you're able to like kick off PRs. And then it, because that's really the process now. It's just code reviews. So if it can build out the reasoning for like, hey, this is what your system looks like, and this is how we can integrate with you. This is a PR for how we've done that. Please review this. That would be magical. That would allow us to just like start working immediately.
Awesome. And you kind of answered it, I guess, but how would that change your life if it existed?
I think, oh, like how would it have changed last week? I think I would have already been able to start focusing on metrics and decreasing delays, improving the audio quality, improving the script that we're going through. So I'm doing that now, or I'm doing that next. I'm not even doing that now. I'm doing that in a few days, but it has to be done by Friday. So it would have been great to have already kicked that off last week, because a lot of that is very self-contained, and it doesn't have to relate to integrating with our full system.
And is there anything different about the world now versus like a year ago that makes it more?
Sorry, I was building in voice AI like 3 years ago, so it was like, or 2 years ago, it was 2023. Yeah, you have
It
one of the
was summer of
wildest perspectives on this,
2023.
actually.
Yeah,
Wow.
because we went through
That's right.
YC. We were like one of the first voice AI companies that went through YC because OpenAI had just come out. And it was crazy back then. We were building Pipecat essentially on our own. So the fact that it just works is insane. And I think tomorrow could be even better, especially with like where we're seeing AI tools moving. So I would love for there to be a world where people can build out their own products and have solo founders. Like I definitely think we're moving towards that, where anyone with an idea can build out a full system, but anyone who is perhaps not a staff level software engineer can also just build this out on a weekend. That would be ideal. Like that would be incredible. And also building out demos that way, like you guys would be the go-to place for any startup that was building out a demo. Like I've got friends that are building in ed tech voice AI, and they didn't even know what Pipecat was, which was, and I was like, well, what do you guys, how did you build the system? What did you do? From
And like the other options are like you're using a system that doesn't have very good customization, and you have very little control over how to scale or how to improve the system, or it kind of feels like you can't even get started. Like Pipecat, I think when you first look at it, can be a bit intimidating, even though the documentation is so beautiful. But it doesn't give you that confidence that this will just start working immediately until you actually just start, like, you go through the 5 minute tutorial, then you're like, shit, okay, cool, this is working immediately. Now, how do I integrate this into my system?
Just this is not on the standard shirt suit of questions, but I mean, it sounds like
Pipe Cut have kind of like won your heart. Like it's like it seems like they've done a good job there. Like is there like yeah, is there anything that would like make you think, oh, let me look at something else, like because
Oh, totally. I mean, I think it's definitely just being able to integrate with our system. They just don't have that. And that is far harder than creating a GitHub repo that just works.
Interesting. I, like dig into the integrating with your system because I feel like this is I feel like the nuance is where the pain is, right? Like I don't know, like what would you say is like within in, okay, maybe I'll just ask this question. So like within integrating with your system, if you could wave a magic wand at any part of it that was like particularly of a magic wand waved at it.
Here, let me take a look actually. Let's see. I'm literally looking through the code right now and seeing what was really annoying. So there were some restructuring things where it's like, how can we ensure that this is a process that we can use multiple times? So like separating out like the flow factory, separating out the agent and the runner into different files, and then being able to do plan renewal and then other kind of voice agents. That was more of just like it's not very complicated, but just like structural changes. When you're looking at the GitHub repo versus like integrating to our system, they're separating out the client and the server, kicking off an outbound call. Maybe that might be the best way of thinking about it is like, how can you build out a script that kicks off a call that integrates with your existing server and fast API architecture as opposed to creating its own fast API system, which is what it did.
So I should have
That,
maybe.
yeah, it should have like looked and seen that we have a fast API service and started using it, but also that was definitely on me too. But I know. It's
Okay.
the
We could have
vibe
just
code
left
to
task
non-vibe
right
code software engineer.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So it's like the seems like it's kind of just the general like stuff with like the kind of stuff that comes with having like a fairly complicated system that does a few different things and
Yeah,
the
like do you already
client
have a
is
Twilio
awful.
service? Like do you already
Yeah.
have everything set up, or do you have do you are you trying to build this out as its own server, as its own system?
Is as you come to launch it, is there anything that you would wave a magic wand with like, I know you're going to start scaling it out a lot soon. Is there anything that you're like anticipating waving a magic wand at?
So I think in terms of the scale plan, like we're already able to kick off multiple agents at the same time. I think we'll definitely get to 10 and then we'll see what the growing pains are and then beyond that. But I think the thing that I'm most concerned about and I don't understand is how do we improve transcription? How do we improve speech to or text to speech as well? I think transcription is the one I'm most concerned about. Because that's the one that like screws up the entire system. But if there were like if we're finding that there are delays or there are issues, how do we solve those issues if it's not associated with OpenAI? Because in terms of improving the prompt and fine-tuning, I understand that system, but I don't really know what to do with Deepgram.
I mean, we had that a lot.
So yeah, like a diagnosis, like okay. So now we have this working in fraud. We're seeing that in these, like between these steps in the flow, there is X amount of delay. So you can see like where in the flow are there issues. And then what are your options? Like, how do you improve each of those parts? And the OpenAI part is easy. In terms of DeepGram, what have you guys found? Or like, how can you improve DeepGram?
I think some people are experimenting with like the audio isolation stuff. Like there's a tool called AI Acoustics. We haven't implemented it yet, but some people have told us it helps. There's also another one that's more well known called Crisp, Krisp.
Oh, I've seen that. I
I
think
think
Pipecat integrates with Crisp. Yeah.
So some people, and I think it typically is like the biggest issue is that that's when it's like a difficult, lots of background noise or like that sort of stuff. I don't think it will solve like all problems, but I think we have heard that it does make a big difference from a few people. So,
That makes a
but
lot of sense.
yeah. But yeah, I guess if there's not that much more. They have a new model out. I don't know if you saw that. Flux, DeepGram Flux. They have a new model, so maybe that's something to look at as well.
Nice.
People,
No, that's awesome.
I've
Yeah.
only heard good things about Flux.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're trying to integrate Flux, right, Jack? What do you
Yeah.
mean we're going to?
And
Yeah.
how do you guys think about the different services you can be using as well? So I think also 11 Labs is trying to expand into like the full pipeline as well. Like they're trying to do text to speech, speech to text. As I don't know if they have their own, like they're trying to create their own agents as well. And then I'm sure Gemini is also can probably like jump into each of those as well, maybe. But what have you guys seen? Because I think the DeepGram to OpenAI to 11 Labs is kind of the classic. But what are the other like configurations you guys have seen that works really well?
We're testing, we've been using Rhyme for text to speech because they
Okay.
have limits on concurrency. So for us, that's like a very useful thing. I think that the quality of the voice is not quite as good as like, it's definitely not as good as like 11 Labs, the best models. But for real time, like you can't use their V3 one anyway, I think right now. So yeah, I think like I don't know. I personally like feels like text to speech is not the biggest of deals. It's like
No, it's not. I think Texas Jesus is fine, to be honest. Yeah.
good enough. So I think for so we spend a lot more time, I guess, thinking about the speech to
Speech
text
text.
on
Yeah.
and yeah, it seems like DeepGram Flux. Audio
Okay.
isolation, yeah, and then I think like there's a lot of stuff that's just around like that like for latency, just like a lot of tips and tricks of just doing it well. It seems like just spending a lot of time like just understanding where the latency is and yeah, but so I was actually gonna ask you one more, like ask this question. This is basically one question, cool, but like I know I asked you it the first time within voice AI, but just very curious, like if we take voice AI out the equation, it could be anything. And your answer could be the same, but like if you could wave a magic wand at like anything that's like a big problem right now, what would you wave it at?
Ooh, I would love for our systems to be self-improving. And I think being able to like go from human in the loop to fully autonomous, using Slack as kind of that medium of hey, this is an AI service. It's having issues. Diagnose these issues, summarize them on Slack with links to user IDs so that we can address each of the issues with an ops team. And then over time, actually replace the ops team with another agent that is then improving the prompt or is building out a fine-tuning data set or is Improving the evals itself would be fantastic. I can definitely see it doing those three things. And then like that would kick off a PR, and then we'd be able to review that, and the system just keeps going. Like that's what I want for the first AI system that I was building out for Tuna, and that is what I will want for the voice AI platform as well.
That's so cool. That would be
Yeah, it's
just
not
huge progress.
complicated, to be honest. Like the most of the system, I was working on the whole like writing to Slack a summary of the issues. It's just a grader. Like you have to build out a grader for anything anyways. So then the next step is really I think Devin's been doing this where like you're able to integrate with Slack and then kick off like an agent that will like create a PR. But that process shouldn't be too hard to like create a PR because it's just like a bunch of get commands.
That would be so cool. I've seen Sentry are starting to do some, like, I've not looked into it
Oh,
properly.
are they?
I think they're starting to do like, here's the bug, like, like, and then I don't know. I've seen them. I've not dug into it yet, but I've seen they're doing some cool stuff.
Doing stuff that's like super general, I think will be incredibly hard. But if you can just like enable tools for people, for engineers to build it out themselves, that would be so beautiful. Like if I could just call an API that just did like all the whole Slack integration, that'd be great. And then another API that was like, okay, this is how you kick off APR. That would be great. And then you're really just like building out the grader yourself.
This is so cool. You're like living in the future. I love it. Like it's like the way you're,
I
because it's
feel
like
like I'm
you're the way you're
living in the past though, because San Francisco is like everyone there is like, we're creating a new AI code, whatever slop. Like every block there's like a new one that they're making. And they're like, we're gonna have it be very specific for ASIC like fab design or something, or like really specific to like firmware engineering or So I feel like New York is very much like if you are working in fintech, it's on the cutting edge. But for AI and for engineering, that's still San Francisco.
San Francisco is crazy.
So you have to keep one foot in SF no matter what.
Absolutely. Okay, amazing. This is the actual like one just massive like side outcome I wasn't thinking about is I feel like I should just test everything as a vibe coder rather than like as a
Oh,
because like that's
100%.
like using case like it and stuff. It should be like because right now it's like me, but it's like it should just be.
Why I say that is because even the best engineers, not me, well, I'm working on that, but like our CTO is incredible. And even he was saying, hey, before we raised our Series A, everything was on fire. I was vibe coding fucking everything. Like I needed to move so fast. So it's far more to do with urgency than it is to do with anything else.
Yeah, 100%. But it makes so much sense so that we should optimize for that. And even at the beginning when it's like things are probably harder in a way, like because like this is great.
Yeah, it bridges make it work to make sure it like scales.
I think more and more people are kind of getting to that point. It's like we talked about this before, Nathan, but like the industry's so young, right? Like so many people are just kind of like doing demos and then starting to hit production problems, and then I feel like there's just this gradient of like the wider you scale, the more shit you run into, that we're speaking to people who are at various points on that line. So yeah, it's just
They've
so
raised.
helpful.
They don't need to impress investors anymore. They need to like execute.
Nathan,
This
thank you so
was
much.
of
super
course.
helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you guys in a few weeks. Or maybe I'll see Jack, right?
I'll see you before, I think.
I'll see you
I need to
before.
follow.
Cool.
I'm gonna be in New York in like 10 days or something, so I need to follow up with you on that and
Sweet.
book something in. But yeah, and then Jack and the rest of the team will be at the hackathon.
Yeah, I have this like other event booking thing that's got like they could just book like five sessions for the tab if that's okay with you, Nathan, that I could send. But maybe we want to
Oh,
start
sure.
in like because I'm going to see you anyway. Like maybe we start it in like 6 weeks
Yeah,
or
we can
something.
start in London and then we can
Oh yeah.
discuss. That sounds great.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll send it to you anyway, and then yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Sounds
Hey, one
awesome.
last quick question. You mentioned one of your colleagues wanted potentially to come to the hackathon. I wanted to make sure that if they did,
Oh
that
yeah.
we reserve their space. Do you
I'll
know
check
if
back in with
they?
them because I think
Cool.
they're like also in Texas and they're trying to figure
Okay.
out how to be in London at
No
the same
worries.
time. And I'm like, you can't have two of you. So I think
No,
it's
no
low
sweat.
likelihood that they'll be able to
Okay.
make it. So I wouldn't
Cool.
stress. Yeah.
Cool. That's great. Okay. Perfect. Well, yeah, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it. This is super valuable.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, if at some point you guys could do a hackathon with, oh, I think maybe something that looked really cool too was Gemini and Pipecat are doing a hackathon on the 11th, so this weekend in San
Okay.
Francisco. So maybe check out how they did that too, because if you could also get Gemini in the UK, like that would be awesome. Or like partnering with like another one of these organizations could be really cool and definitely yeah. But it sounds like it's fully booked, which is a really good sign. So that's awesome.
Well, voice testing voice in a room full of people is an
Oh yeah, that's
experiment.
gonna be madness. Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
Some
Can
ideas.
you hear me?
Okay.
Okay, I will make sure I use Crisp. Also, I just have to say, you guys, thank you so much for your advice, especially with DeepGram, because I knew that was gonna be an issue, but I was like, I'll just address this when it comes up. But at least now I have a little bit more of a plan. So thanks for that.
Yeah, we're actually working with Cloudflare and DeepGram as well. So can they
Oh,
have like
nice.
you can
Yeah.
do it through DeepGram directly, or you can go through Cloudflare. So
That's awesome.
might find one is better than the other.
Cool.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thanks,
Thanks,
Nathan.
Nathan.
See
You too.
you
Good luck with the
later.
launch.
Thanks.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye for now.